We're joined in the media center by our top four number one qualifier, Clay Milliken, who used a 3.750 at 332.67 miles per hour, with a track record 332.67 miles per hour.
Wow.
A lot of teams were struggling to get one good run out, and you had a good one yesterday and a good one today. What was your team doing so well that had you so dialed in?
It's just that Australian. He makes this thing go. I mean, Max Savage and David Grubnik have just really got a good handle on, you know, making the car go. Got to tell the truth, we were highly disappointed to lost second round last week. You know, we had the field covered on Saturday by several hundredths, and it's like, oh, we're going to repeat Bristol, you know. And it was a big disappointment because I really wanted to win that one. But I love coming to this racetrack, and I was looking forward to, you know, the new track surface and everything. The Bader family are some of the greatest people on the planet. I just absolutely love them. To this day, I'm kind of getting off topic, but anyway, imagine me getting off topic. To this day, if I get something I'm working on, some kind of problem I can't quite figure out, maybe we're trying to do something with a sponsor and I'm trying to figure out how to make it work, I still call Bill Bader Sr. That guy is one of the smartest people in racing on the planet. I love coming here, and it's been really awesome. Again, I'm off topic. It's been awesome seeing Evan kind of outrunning the show, you know, so it's like they're passing it on, you know. Heck of a family, heck of a race facility. I love coming here. The track surface is great. And back to that 380 yesterday, 375 today. You know, John Kernan actually come to the pit area and during the live rain delay, and he's like, 380? You know, like, what was that? You know, like, hey, we wanted to make sure we were in the top five. That was the goal. And once we did that, then that allowed Grubby to kind of get after it for that last run. Really wasn't expecting a lot different than that. That's kind of what Grubby was trying to do. And when the car does what he wants it to do, it just makes everybody on the team pretty confident about what's going on, because you know, when he can hit the numbers that he says he's going to run, that means things are good. So, you know, of course, those conditions were going to be a little different than what we'll see tomorrow, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, this racetrack's good, nice and smooth, and we like smooth racetracks, don't we, Matt?
Yes, sir.
We don't like whoop-de-doos.
did you learn anything from last week where you're running so well, mm-hmm. and then just, you know, the weekend ends like that? Do you learn something from that?
To be honest with you, you know, our car smoked the tires 3 feet off the starting line.
Yeah.
No explanation for that, no excuse for that. As hot as it was, we certainly didn't have the car tuned up. Right. I mean, 4-0s were winning in top fuel, which is crazy, but it was so hot, you know, 130-plus track temperature. The reason it smoked the tires, we honestly don't know yet, and I assure you it's still bothering Grubby. Even this morning, he's still trying to find something that caused that to happen, and that drives him crazier than anything. You know, if we smoke the tires and he's like, okay, you know, that didn't surprise me. At Bristol last week, we should have smoked the tires further down track, not 3 feet off the start line. No excuse for that. And so, have we learned anything? Absolutely not. Is he still working on why it did it? Yes, he is, without a doubt. That's just how he is. You know, he can't help himself. For me, I'm like, all right, it smoked the tires, you know. But for him, he has to know why. And that's what makes him so good. He wants to know why we did it and how we did it and how do we go quicker. And that's what makes him tick.
Did you feel any pressure on the run today?
No, because I knew we were solidly in the field. When you're battling rain like this, if you have a bad first run, then you're just praying the rain clouds go away because you just want the opportunity to qualify. And that's why we didn't really get after it too crazy on the first run. We needed to make sure we went down the racetrack, and once you're qualified, you know it's okay, and that allows the second run to kind of be a freebie, so to speak. Unlike when you know you're going to get four qualifying runs, then you make a different kind of game plan. But, I mean, you can bet your bottom dollar, you know, Scott Palmer's down there, poor guy's going, oh, man, we just need one more run. You know, it's not easy. It's really not. These things are so unpredictable. You know, when you kind of got a handle on them, it's like it seems easy, but at any one moment, you can go 3 feet off the starting line when you have the quickest car and lose. You know, we did it last week. So, no pressure, though, to be honest, after we went down the racetrack yesterday. We all knew the rain was going to be here, but once the car went on the first run, made today a lot easier. Now that changes again tomorrow. You know, that's when it counts. But qualifying for me is fun. I mean, I don't have to tune like Matt does. I'm sitting here looking at Matt. Matt's got to do it all. For me, you know, I just don't need to hit a cone, hit the wall, and I'm pretty good. I'm okay, you know.
What do you think he would have gone for if you all would have got this final run?
Whatever it took. And I'm not being cocky mm-hmm. by that. Mm-hmm. But by the time we would have run, we would have been, we were the last pair.
Right.
So we would have known what we needed to do to stay number one for everybody except Steve Torrance, who would have been running along beside us. It's hard to say what, you know. It's all weather dependent. Obviously, it was going to be a late run if we got it in, so would it have been quicker? Absolutely. You know, these things are weather dependent.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. Whatever it took, that's what Grubby would have done or attempted to do.
Okay, I'm good.
Thank you. Y'all